As many Americans continue to cast about in the post-2016 election rubble for answers that make sense of what can be seen as senseless, one thing is clear: we are a people divided by our own versions of reality. But in answering how it is that we got to this place and how we might move forward, we would do well to think not in terms political, according to our next guest, but psychological. In his new book, State of Confusion, Political Manipulation and the Assault on the American Mind, clinical psychologist, attorney, and political activist Brian Welch looks at the destabilizing manipulations waged on Americans over the past five decades. Again, the name of the book is State of Confusion, and we welcome Brian Welch to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
My pleasure, Joe. Thanks so much.
So tell us about this state of confusion. What led you down this path?
Well, it really started probably 20 years ago. I became concerned with the impact politics was having on what I thought was happening with the American mind. Probably I was most influenced with the Willie Horton ads and then the increased aggressiveness in Washington, where I was working at the time, promoting, advocating for mental health care. And I watched it over the last two decades, and about 10 years ago, I wrote a book, the first version of State of Confusion, in which I talked about some of the things that I thought were problematic in the political climate in terms of the impact they were having on the American mind. And I think the points I made in that book were fairly prescient in terms of predicting where we are now. And while we may have different ideas about what kind of policies we should pursue, I think most of us would agree, most Americans would agree now, that there's something wrong in America, and it's something of a psychological nature. So State of Confusion is my attempt to explain to people what I've seen operating both in the political arena but also as a clinician. I'm primarily a clinical psychologist. I do psychotherapy all day, every day with people. And my career then has been split between being an advocate for mental health and being a practicing clinician. And I think if we, the biggest problem I think confronting America today is that we are neglecting the fact that we're doing what we're doing with a human mind. And the mind is like an organ. It's like the heart. It's like the stomach. It's miraculous, but it's also limited. And it's impacted by the way it's treated and how it's managed. So if you look at the mind, a lot of people are blaming Donald Trump for all of our problems. But Donald Trump is really just a symptom and a reflection of the American mind. So what I do in State of Confusion is look at how the mind operates. And I really argue that in three different ways we are having a terrible effect on the mind, and we're deteriorating. First of all, we have to recognize the mind is limited to begin with. And the biggest task of the mind is to create a sense of reality. What is it that's going on around us in the world? What is it that's going on inside ourselves? And that's not an easy task. We think that reality is just out there to be perceived, but it's not. It's something that we create with our mind based on the input that we're getting. But the mind is very selective, each mind. There are no two minds that are alike. So if you increase the demand on that process, the mind, some minds will do very poorly in terms of coming up with a sense of reality. When that happens, people get very, very anxious, and they look to some external source to tell them what's real and what's not real. So we're very vulnerable in that situation to demagogues, to authoritarian personalities, who will tell us very assertively what's real and what's not real.
To illustrate this, you point out a 1944 movie, which is a great, great film, called Gaslight. And you contend that we're still being gaslighted today. That's what's going on.
Gaslighting, as you know, is a movie about a man who's trying to drive his wife crazy so he can take over her inheritance. And he does it by undermining her trust in her own ability to construct reality. the gas lights, he raises them. When she notices it, he says they haven't been raised, that they're just the same as they were. And gradually, she loses confidence in her own mental ability and becomes regressed and very dependent on him. Now, how's that happening in America? Well, with the advent of modern communication, especially TV, we are now able to reach right inside the human mind and create impressions, create information, create misinformation, and confuse the dickens out of people. And when that happens, they don't function so well. Now, so if you look at what we're seeing, and it started with Fox News, but now it's spread throughout the media, but there's no question that has undermined people's ability. You see situations where people are dependent upon very opinionated and strongly worded statements from leaders who are not rational.
When it comes to the gaslighting, does it help if we know that we're being gaslighted?
Yes. Awareness of gaslighting is everything, because once one becomes aware that another person is trying to play with our mind, that's a huge inoculation against their ability to do it. So the reason I wrote this book is we're very fortunate in all this that mere awareness, just awareness of the problem, is a tremendous antidote against it. So the awareness is what we need. Once you're aware that people are trying to play with your mind and manipulate you, you can protect yourself. You can be aware of it. That's a big reason for writing the book.
It's getting to that point, though, that's the hard part, to realize you're being gaslit.
It's a problem that grows worse with time. The more people stop thinking independently, the more they turn their struggle to create a sense of reality over to someone else, the more dependent they become on that gaslighter. I think one example, and this can happen at any point on the political continuum, but you see people who have very high traditional moral values, and then they see Donald Trump seemingly flaunting those values, whether it's in terms of sexual behavior, personal integrity, and so on, and yet they don't seem to pull the trigger on recognizing that this is what Donald Trump is doing. Now, the reason for that is they are now pretty far along in being dependent upon what he says and what he tells them with his tweets, with his communication system, that to have to see the contradiction between their values and what he's doing is simply too threatening. You now have to, whatever he does is rationalized away if it's noticed at all. So you're right. If you look at what happened with George Bush in Katrina, people were able to see that what was happening in New Orleans was in stark contrast to what Bush said was happening in New Orleans. Today, you can see the deterioration in the American mind over the last decade, because when bad things happen, whether it's Puerto Rico, whatever, people don't pull the trigger and don't acknowledge the reality that's around them. And so the situation gets worse and worse, and regression breeds regression.
You talk in the book of psychological awareness. It is the understanding of that that can save us. So how do we get to that point?
Well, we get to that point in a number of ways. And obviously, I'm writing the book to say, look, these are the mechanisms that are at play. Be aware of them. If you're aware of them, then we can protect ourselves and we're better able to expose the actual events as they're unfolding. But if we understand the mind, as I try to describe in State of Confusion, there are other more indirect ways of approaching the problem, which is by stabilizing the mind itself. Now, how do you do that? Well, you look at our culture and you look at the assaults on the American mind. It's not just political. The political assault is opportunistic. It seizes upon pre-existing vulnerabilities in the mind. What are those? Well, what are the things that stabilize the mind? They are supportive institutions, supportive relationships that help leave us feeling connected to other people, that makes us feel more secure. The more secure we feel, the better we can function, the more we can function independently and think more rationally. What's happening across our culture? Well, the family has dissolved. There are more children. Most children now in America, more than half, live in a family without one of their biological parents. Now, that's a staggering statistic. And when you consider we, in many places, don't have supportive grandparents, we don't have supportive communities and school systems, the mind is just out there unattached and floating and left to its own devices to try to stabilize and be able to think rationally. Lots of luck. So we have to be mindful of the human mind and the stresses on it. When we make our decisions about school systems, when we look at what kind of support kids need in school if their parents divorce and if the family is breaking up. So we need to attend to the mind in a major way so we reduce the stress on it. 75% of the American public will have a significant psychological trauma within a relatively short period of span of years. The trauma disrupts our mental functioning in major ways, and if we don't take care of it, whether it's with mental health treatment, whether it's with supportive, empathic situations at school, the mind just continues to deteriorate. So you first of all make people aware of the actual mechanisms, but then you've got to treat the underlying organ that's working and doing these tasks, and that's the human mind.
The name again of the book is State of Confusion, Political Manipulation, and the Assault on the American Mind. Brian Welch, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Again, the name of the book is State of Confusion. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.